Welcome to Little Joe's Conservative Corner, the podcast where we delve into the latest news through a conservative lens. In each episode, Little Joe sifts through the top headlines and news articles, offering insightful commentary and analysis from a right-leaning perspective. Whether it's politics, culture, or current events, this show explores the issues that matter most to conservative listeners.
Get ready
to cut through the noise and get to the heart of what's really going on in the world today.
Let's get started.
Welcome to Little Joe's Conservative Corner.
All right, so yesterday, Nikki Haley dropped out of the race, as she should have done a while ago. I'm not really happy about some of the things she said. I don't really agree with the way she spoke afterwards. She did not endorse Donald Trump in any way whatsoever. She said, and I quote, "It's now up to Donald Trump to earn the votes of those in our party and beyond it who did not support him, and I hope that he does that." She also said, "At its best, politics is about bringing people into your cause, not turning them away, and our conservative cause badly needs more people." She didn't endorse Trump there, and I think that she should have. I think that she should have stepped away and bowed out gracefully. She should have bowed out gracefully a while ago, but she just decided not to because I guess it was more important for her to stay in there. I would like to point out that Super Tuesday was not kind to her. And to be honest, Donald Trump, at least in my opinion, he would have and should have won everything. He won North Carolina, Tennessee, Oklahoma, Maine, Alabama, Minnesota, Virginia, Arkansas, Massachusetts, Colorado, Texas, California, Alaska, Utah. The only place that he didn't win is Vermont, but keep in mind that Vermont is an open primary, which means Democrats could vote. So who are they going to vote for? They would show up, and I'm sure they did show up, to vote for Nikki Haley over Donald Trump just out of spite. But had it been solely for Republicans, I guarantee you, Donald Trump would have swept every single state there. You know, Trump ended up with 1,057 delegates at the moment, and Haley has 92. It was a bad day for her. But I don't like that she's not endorsing Trump. And, it divides the party. It divides her voters. Her voters need somewhere to go. And I got to say about her voters, if you, after this, say to yourself, well, I can't vote for Trump, so I'm either not going to vote or I'm going to vote for a Democrat, then you are just a moron. You are a idiot. Because what do you value more, a person or the improvement of your life? Because to me, it's about America first, and then it's about myself. I'm gonna be as honest as possible. Just sit here and hide anything. I want the country to be better, because by the country being better, it means I will be better. When overall we're doing better, when the economy's better, when we're safer, when our borders are secure, when the world is less aggravated and upset, and we have better trade deals, my life gets better. The dollar's worth more, which means I have more in my pocket. Means what I have is valued at more, and I have more buying power, so it improves my life. If you don't vote that way to improve your own life, if you are so childish that just, if I'm not voting for Nikki Haley, I will not vote for Trump. I'd rather vote for Joe Biden. Well, you know what? Then really, you don't really have any values, because it's not about a person. It's about everybody. At that point, you just fall in love with people. And if your person doesn't win, you're a crybaby and a sore loser, and you can't see past that. You can't just say, hey, I'm going to vote for what's best for the country. And if my candidate that I liked first happens to fail, that's fine. Then, you know, maybe there's another day, but I'm going to jump on board with Trump, because then that's the next best chance at us improving this country, and by improving the country, improving your personal life. So I hope all you Nikki Haley voters are thinking that way, because if you actually are going to sit this one out, or you're going to vote against Donald Trump just because you don't like the guy, yeah, you are. I wouldn't even say you're a true Republican or conservative or libertarian or anything. I would say that you are more similar to somebody on the left. I mean, it's a pouty, childish thing to do instead of being an adult and understanding that, okay, your team didn't win. Sorry, Team Haley didn't win. It's going to be Team Trump. And you should jump on board, because Team Trump is a lot better than Team Biden. I can assure you of that. With all of that behind us, okay, Super Tuesday's passed. Nikki Haley's dropping out. Trump's going to be the guy, as we said he was going to be the guy forever. I mean, it was kind of obvious. The former president, Donald Trump, does lead Joe Biden in the swing states, of Iowa by 15%. If the election were held right now, which is nearly double the margin that Trump won Iowa by in 2020, with a 48 for Trump and a 33 for Biden and a 15% for somebody else, Trump is significantly ahead in the race. And this is according to a Des Moines registered MediaCon Iowa poll that was released on Tuesday. Additionally, 1% of respondents say that they do not plan on voting, while 2% say that they are unsure. Trump beat Biden in Iowa in 2020 by a 53.2 to 45% margin per Politico. So the latest poll indicates that Trump has a significant advantage in the state heading into 2024, and that his popularity has grown since then. And that's not a big surprise either. I think most people, that if you look around today and see what's going on in America, it should be of no surprise that people that maybe did not want to support Trump in 2020 are rethinking that because of how poorly everything is going for us. I mean, just look around you. It's not hard to figure out why. We talked a little bit yesterday about the dirtbag out of Spain that Doritos hired that talked about raping children in broad daylight. Well, EJ Dickinson is a disturbing Antifa blogger, and for Rolling Stones, or used to work at Rolling Stones. He has come to the defense of the trans pedophile who wrote about what I talked about yesterday. He writes that, I guess on his blog, that right-wingers are foaming at the mouth for a new product to boycott for incredibly stupid, hateful reasons. I don't think these people are sick. I mean, they truly are sick. Okay. This has nothing to do with foaming at the mouth to boycott anything. Yeah. I mean, especially for me, like I said yesterday, I mean, can't we have anything? I mean, the purple Doritos, that's kind of my go-to. That's the one that I like. Can't we just have that for ourselves? Does everything have to be taken away? What this has to do with is standing up for what is right. Well, you see this transgender influencer that talks and fantasizes about children, and Doritos Frito-Lay is hiring this disgusting, despicable human being, then yes, we have to say and do something about it to teach these corporations that no, we do not support you if you're going to hire people like this. We're not going to support your products that are being sold to us by people that fantasize about little children. This has nothing to do with foaming at the mouth, or has nothing to do with hate. This has to do with being right and doing what is right. God, I can almost not get it out. I got so aggravated when I see this. But of course, this is another person that claims to be another transgender, or thinks he is, or it just, these people are disturbed. They're disturbed. And, you know, not that I know this for a fact, this is just a guess of mine, but if you're going to come to the defense of somebody that has openly said the things that scumbag said, I can't imagine you're much different of a person. You know, birds of a feather flock together. Yeah, you know that old saying, or if you haven't heard it before, guess what? You heard it now. Okay. Wouldn't surprise me. doesn't surprise me. Generally, if you meet lowlifes, don't they hang out with other lowlives? If you meet drug addicts, aren't they usually hanging out with other drug addicts? If you meet gay people, aren't they generally hanging out with gay people? Well, if somebody is defending a pedophile, it makes you wonder. Because like I said, birds of a feather flock together. And the reason I repeated that is just in case I got a new class of people that have not heard that one yet. You know, these old sayings, they carry a lot more weight than you would ever imagine when you were a kid. When I was a kid, I used to blow them off too. Like, oh man, I don't want to hear your stupid sayings, your little antidotes. I don't want to hear it. And then the older I got, it just all of a sudden made so much sense to me. It's crazy how much sense it makes. It's kind of insane. Like, my God, well, I guess they were there for a very particular reason. I mean, obviously people over time have seen these things, and maybe I'm the stupid one and I should have took the advice a little bit better when I was younger. You know, now that I'm older, I certainly do. All these old sayings mean more than you could ever imagine. But I wanted to let you know that another lowlife is sticking up for that lowlife, and of course, it's from the Rolling Stones, and I mean, Rolling Stones magazine, that's been dead for years. Yeah, so much is going on. Super Tuesday was fun to watch, and I didn't report on it yesterday because I was kind of waiting for all the results to come in. There was nothing to talk about, so there was something to talk about, and I wanted to see what Nikki Haley was going to do. And then late in the evening, early in the morning, Wednesday, you started hearing that she was going to bow out, which she should have done when she lost South Carolina. I mean, anyways, but that's why I didn't report on it. Going to something that's a little bit more concerning, here's an audio clip for you.
There's one of the other things I did was I did a open records for the White House access, and we had records that Ms. Willis and the mayor of Atlanta were at meeting with the vice president.
Okay, and so this is the access history. How does that work? The White House keeps records of anybody who comes in and has any kind of official meeting, for sure?
Yes, and my understanding is it's highly regulated who can access the White House, and so you have to apply in person or apply ahead of time, and then they give you a time when you make the appointment, and they give you a time when you're allowed to be in and when you have to be out by, and they track you. And I mean, that makes sense. They don't want anybody, you know, lingering in the White House, but they keep that. And so they're called WAVE records, I believe is what they're called, and I'm not sure what that's an acronym for, but they're publicly available. They're open records.
And this record that's shown on the screen shows Fannie Willis was a visitor with V. POTUS. I presume that's Vice President of the United States.
Yes. Yes, it was.
And what was the date of that back in, was that February sometime of 23?
February 28, 2023.
Is that before the indictment?
Yes.
Okay. Any further explanation of why Ms. Willis was meeting with the Vice President of the United States?
No. I know Dexter Bonds, and I believe that's the same one that Dixon, the mayor of Atlanta, was also there.
Okay. We're going to take a short break. We've been going at this for a while. Let's take a somewhere between 5 and 10 minute recess, and we'll be back.
So if you're wondering why I played that and what the significance of that is, that's the attorney, Alicia Merchant. She's testifying that Fannie Willis visited the vice president prior to the GA Trump RICO indictment. Seems treasonous to me, doesn't it, to you? It almost seems like they were plotting to see what could we get this man on and having a meeting. Obviously, we aren't going to know for sure, but how ironic that she went out of her way to visit the vice president just shortly before the indictment came out on President Trump. I think this Georgia case is falling apart, personally. I think Fannie Willis is about to be out. I don't know who they're going to replace her with, but whoever they replace her with, I got to be honest with you, I don't think they're going to go after Trump, because you cannot possibly first of all, the RICO was designed for mafia bosses. He's not a mafia boss. I mean, it's beyond ridiculous. You know, I just don't see it. And now that she's in all the having the legal troubles that she's having with this, I truly believe that this one is going to get tossed out sooner or later, and we're not going to have to really worry about this one too much. I mean, there's plenty to worry about, but I think this one in particular is going to not go anywhere. So far, Trump has been defying all the odds and beating everything. It goes up to the Supreme Court. It's getting smacked down. I mean, he's been doing a pretty good job. His lawyers have been hanging in there and doing a good job for him, deflecting all of this nonsense. Now, don't be wrong. Even if the Georgia case falls apart, you got to know that they're going to go after Trump in another way. Just because he won in Colorado does not mean it's the end, that they're not, that all of a sudden they're going to stop and they're not going to go after Trump. This ain't going to stop. This isn't going to stop now. It won't stop through the election. And if he is elected president, it will not stop for the next 4 years while he's president, and then it'll probably linger for a year afterwards. I mean, they are going to attack this man until the very end. They hate him. He is such a disruption to their agenda that they will do anything to discredit him, to hurt him, to try to get rid of him in any way that they possibly can. They will not stop. So don't ever think that just because one case is over or we won somewhere that all of a sudden things are going to cool down and it's going to stop, because I can assure you, it's not.
And that wraps up another episode of Little Joe's Conservative Corner.
Thank you for tuning in and joining the conversation.
Don't forget to subscribe to stay updated on all our latest episodes. And join us next time as we continue to explore the issues that shape our world. Until then, stay informed and stay engaged.